A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, wouldn't even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, talk about unpopular figures. Here we've got, on the one hand, the Pharisee, who's a rigid traditionalist, and he's smug and pompous and self-righteous. And on the other hand, we've got a tax collector, and nobody loves tax collectors, except presumably their families, especially when they're collecting taxes. And this particular tax collector is, in effect, a collaborator, because he's working for the Romans, the occupying force, the outsiders, who've taken over the whole administration of the country. And everybody knows, right through history, invading forces, occupying forces, have always been feared and disliked, which is not surprising, really. So here's our local man, the native of Israel, working for the enemy. What a pair, huh? So what I'd like to suggest is that we try the time-honored technique of identifying with one of the two, saying, "This is me." Well, nobody wants to be like the Pharisee, although nearly everybody sometimes falls into the trap of thinking, "Oh, well, at least I'm not like him. Oh, thank goodness I'm not as bad as her." And that, of course, is exactly what the Pharisee is saying. He's boasting about his own virtues. He's not content with recognizing how fortunate he is. In Christian terms, we'd say how blessed he is not to be seriously tempted to commit the great big spectacular sins. He doesn't steal, he doesn't commit adultery, he's not a rogue, which covers, as the Bible itself says, a multitude of sins. But he doesn't stop there with being happy that he's not tempted. He more or less congratulates himself on not being like the tax collector and on keeping the rules. But of course, keeping the rules is something Pharisees are very, very good at. Well, what's wrong here is not that fact, the fact of keeping the rules. It's his bland self-satisfaction that pretty much cancels out the good in his conduct. No, we don't want to be like that, do we? So, shall we identify with the tax collector? The trouble is, as soon as you start thinking, "No, I'm really more like the tax collector, I know I'm a sinner," the very minute you start thinking like that, you're turning into the Pharisee. Because in effect, what you're saying is, "No, I'm not like that awful Pharisee." You're boasting, just the way he did, by comparing yourself favorably with the other guy. We need to realize that. We need to be aware that the minute we feel good about ourselves in comparison with somebody else, we're falling into the trap of pride. And that's the sneakiest of all the sins. Because it's a sort of moral catch-22. Because when you think, "Oh, good, I'm being humble," that very compliment that you pay yourself is your undoing, because that's pride speaking. And somehow we have to learn to be completely unself-conscious and completely self-aware at the same time. Oh, come on, that's impossible. Yes, it is. It's impossible for us humans. But we know that nothing is impossible with God.